batteries, why are they different shapes?
Batteries are different shapes because all the time they're working on different electrolytes, the substance through which the chemical reaction happened, you know, and they're managing. It's incredible that they hadn't moved on with battery development at all for a long time.
I was going to say that surely now we can make a universal battery, no?
No, because certain size ones, like car batteries, the size is optimum and it's important, that size. Yeah. There's no point in making little ones, but you have little ones for watches and things like that. And now you can make them to any shape you want.
But there's that one that's still extended. It's quite hard to get hold of. The one, I'm not sure what it powers anymore, but it's like a little cube. It's the one that's about 4 inches high and 4 inches round, the cube one, and you don't often see that around. Yeah. But surely
there's... It's got a little spring on it.
A little spring on it. Yes, it has. Yeah. Surely we can, just for torches and stuff, make a universal battery. I'm not holding you responsible, Johnny.
I'm
really pondering it.
They make them optimum shapes and optimum sizes to work, you know. Very quick, lovely story.
Go on.
When Humphrey Davy made an enormous battery in the Royal Institution in 1804, something like that,
yeah.
Right? And won a prize from Napoleon, with whom we were at war, right?
Yeah.
So, and Napoleon went into his scientists and said, well, we got a bloody big battery. And they said, well, we haven't thought of making one. So we'll bloody make one then.
A big battery, yeah.
And they made one and they went back, right?
Yeah.
And they were testing all kinds of batteries, and they had big ones and little ones. And there was a fellow working with little ones, and they had this big one to demonstrate to him. It's the one that produces the carbon arc, the great light, you know.
Yeah.
And he went to the guy with the little ones, and he said, how do you know when they are charged up? And he said, well, what you do is you put the little electrodes on your tongue.
Yeah.
No sensation. It is flat. If there's a sensation, then it is charged up. Okay, he said. And they said, now this is the big battery, and it is bigger than the British one,
mm-hmm.
with over 3,000 cells. Without waiting for anyone to tell him, he picked up the electrodes, put them to his tongue, and threw him across the room, and he passed out. And all the scientists could hear the guillotine being rolled. They brought him round.
I think that fella
half an hour.
I think that fella still sells newspapers on the corner of Shaftesbury Avenue, by the way. He's
Napoleon stood up, put his hand back in his jacket.
Wow.
To feel his heart.
And blown straight across the room.
And never mention it again.
Now, when you say it was a big battery,
it's very, very big.
Size does matter with batteries, yeah?
Because of the power, you know, the bigger the battery, the bigger the power, and that's why you need...
But the rest of the world's working in the other direction, isn't it? I mean, everything else is getting smaller, but the same power, but
you get smaller batteries in watches, for instance, because the actual work they're doing is very, very small. They're pushing very little weight at all, you see.